Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
FM. And Shauna O'Reilly is here with your latest showbiz news. Morning, Shauna.
Hello, how are you?
Pretty good, thank you.
Good.
You know the way Dave Moore, who comes on after us here, he's running this competition at the moment. He's highlighting the lovely people and doing lovely things in customer service between now and Christmas with Ireland's Soundest on Today FM, celebrating the unsung heroes who bring the magic of Christmas to life with a smile. Like somebody works in a shop and they go out of the way to look after your child because the child has decided to throw a bit of an L.
Which strop. Is, it's always welcomed when someone is kind like that.
Or the mechanic who goes out of the way to make sure your car is going to be fixed in time so you can go over and see your Auntie Molly on Christmas Eve. You know, that sort of thing. He's in danger now of winning this himself because he provided waffle topic for today.
What can't that man do?
Amazing. Just out of the blue, Dave said, here's a good topic for you. And we used it. Winners of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And unfortunately, Niamh didn't win, but...
A great topic.
Yeah, great topic. So
inventive.
If you want to pass on details about your workmates or somebody you've noticed in a shop or a mechanic or whatever, davidtodayfm.com. All right, Shauna, so we got two movie stories, more Beatles news.
Yeah, so just 2 weeks ago, Ringo Starr announced that Barry Keoghan had been signed up to play him in the Beatles movie series. There's more news on that front this morning because according to director Ridley Scott, Paul Mescal has been cast as Paul McCartney.
Right.
So I think Ridley let this slip. I don't think it's supposed to be out there, but he was having a conversation on stage with fellow director Christopher Nolan at a screening in LA. They were talking about Paul and casting Paul in another movie.
They were showing Gladiator.
And Ridley says, actually, I won't be casting him in this because Paul is actually stacked up. He's doing the Beatles next. So, you know, something tells me it wasn't supposed to be mentioned.
Yeah.
But sources close to the production have since confirmed that Ridley wasn't speaking at a turn and Mescal, whilst not officially signed up as of yet, is indeed attached to the project.
Right. And do you think it's going to be Paul McCartney he plays?
That's the word. Yeah. And
So two Irish lads doing the Beatles.
Listen, there's a huge Irish connection
Liverpool,
in Liverpool.
Exactly.
It just fits.
Pretty good. And the other movie story is a new role for Austin Butler.
Yeah, so Austin Butler is probably most famous for playing Elvis. He has another very intense role on his horizon because he has signed up to play Wall Street sociopath Patrick Bateman in a new take on American Psycho.
Ooh.
So lots of people will associate Christian Bale with that role from the 2000 film. But according to reports this morning, this film will be more faithful to the original book. And it's possible that Patrick Bateman might be interpreted in a different way for this version.
Oh, right.
And it's possible that it's also going to be set in the 21st century rather than in the 80s.
Well, the one thing about Austin Butler is he puts everything into it, doesn't he?
And I'm afraid for him, to be honest with you, that he's going to go in and go deep into this and he won't be able to get out of it again.
Very good. Okay, so Austin and Paul news. Shauna, thank you very much. See you later. Sabrina Carpenter and Taste. Oh, you know what this means. We're going around the country again to get some more Elf on the Shelf updates. Shauna is with me in studio now.
Hiya.
And you haven't heard these either, have you?
No.
Oh my God.
The excitement.
Okay, so we've got Fionn and Kiva, special reporters, in with the Elf on the Shelf updates. What are these guys up to?
Hi Ian, this is Fionn and Kiva from Limerick. Today our elf Coco shaved half of my dad's beard and drew 3 arrows with permanent marker on the side of his face to make him run faster. Bye.
To make him run faster.
Yeah, well, I mean, your dad does need to run a little bit faster.
But what's he going to do with half a beard?
He has to probably go places, go shopping and things like that, or maybe get a bus or something like that.
What are you doing with half a beard on?
Thank you very much, Fionn and Kiva. Elves, will you cop on to yourselves, for God's sake. Aoife and Dara are there as well. Hi, Aoife and Dara.
Hi, Ian and Shauna.
Hey.
Aoife.
And Dara.
We're from Dungarvan County, Waterford. Today, our elf messed up our mom's work stuff and made a tower out of Christmas cards. Bye.
Wow, okay.
I mean, go on, sorry.
No, well, they were probably trying to be creative, to be fair. They probably didn't think there was too much harm in that. Maybe they were saying, we'll tidy this up. Maybe the mum's desk was a bit messy anyway.
I think it's interfering
with
important documents. Yeah. You know, this is professionalism here.
You can't be doing that.
No.
There are rules about these things, you know. Anyway, Aoife and Dara, thank you for that fantastic report. We've got, a three-way report. Patrick, Hugh and Michael are here as well. Hello.
Hello, Ian and Shauna. My name's Patrick and I'm 11.
Hello, Ian and Shauna. My name's Hugh and I'm 8.
Hello, Ian and Shauna. My name's Michael and I'm 6.
And today our elf was hanging off the Christmas decorations in our kitchen. Happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Okay, great.
Brilliant.
The old Ian and Shauna thing is catching
on.
I like it a lot. Okay. Let's go finally to Tara and Ewan. And they are on Channel 7 at the moment.
Okay,
let's go. Channel 7.
Hi, Ian and Shauna. What's the crack?
This is Tara and Ewan from County Cork.
Today our elves put my school bag in the bin.
There are naughty elves. Also, we love the show.
Yay! Oh. Thank you very much, Tara and Ewan.
School bag in the bin.
School, yeah, there are some people who might say, when I was going to school, I wouldn't mind if somebody put my school bag in the bin. All right, we're going to Cork, lovely Cork, and Maurice Farrell is there. He works for Unpulsed. He's going to do the kickstart for us right now. Maurice, good morning to you. You work for Unpulsed, so I'd say you're busy enough now at the moment, are you?
Up the walls, Ian.
Up the walls. Are you actually out and about now? Do you do stuff? Are you in an office, or what's the story?
No, we're at the depot at the moment. We're sorting out all the parcels, and we'll be on the road in the next hour, an hour and a half.
Oh, very good. Okay, right. And what area do you kind of service?
Well, I'm based in Newcastle West Depot, and I usually do Ballingarry.
All right, very good. Okay. And your wife, Selena, is a bus driver.
She is. She's a local bus driver there in Charvel. She does a couple of schools there.
Good for her. That's fantastic, isn't it? So the pair of you do a bit of a lot of public service. People are dependent on you, which is great. So fair play to both of you. And I believe it's Selena's birthday next week, yeah?
This day next week, next Thursday is her birthday, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're building up to that and to Christmas at the same time. God bless you, Maurice. her favourite band are Muse, and you've picked out a Muse song today. You went to see them in Glasgow last year, yeah?
Yeah, she caught me rotten. We went to Muse last year in Glasgow.
Yeah?
With the kids as well, and because they had no Irish gigs.
Right.
And it was a great concert. And then on the way home, we found out that they were actually adding an extra date to Dublin, so we had to go twice last year to see him.
Nice one. Double whammy. Good on you, Selena. Nice little bit of manoeuvring there. Excellent.
So, well.
Have you sorted out her present for next week? Don't tell me now. It's a surprise.
Yeah. No, it'll be a surprise. It'll be a surprise for me as well when I get it for her.
And apparently onion lattes are a new coffee shop trend.
Why?
For the new year. I know.
Why?
I don't understand. I don't drink coffee anyway, but...
Well, I do. And I'm just saying, why? Does it taste like onion?
Yeah. There's like bits of onions. Like, I've seen photographs and it looks like, you know, like spring onions as well, kind of sprinkled at the top.
Oh,
like scallions.
No. Oh, God.
So apparently, not surprisingly, it's from TikTok. They've been experimenting. This is probably someone did it as a joke and then it just got out of control.
Yeah.
So now it's kind of one of those things that we could be seeing...
Yeah.
A chilled onion ice latte.
Oh, ice. Well, I can see it maybe working better, but I'm thinking hot? No.
I
mean, don't get me wrong. You know, I like a little onion bhaji every now and again.
Lovely.
But, onion latte,
time and a place, though.
Exactly. I mean, the last time they started messing around with coffee was when they started putting that unsalted butter, Kerrygold, into it. And people were saying, oh, yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. No, it's not amazing.
Ian Dempsey. Playing the music you love. Today at 5.